The internet has changed the way we play games. From Candy Crush on your cell phone to Call of Duty on your Xbox, gaming has become an impersonal hobby with little to no FaceTime. One store on Macomb Square is bucking this trend with board games. Tri-State's Public Radio's Johnny Cather has the story.
Sam Adeleke has been in Macomb for a little more than a year. He's originally from Nigeria and is pursuing his graduate degree from Western Illinois University. Sam says Macomb has been quiet during the summer months, so he's always looking for ways to stay entertained. He feels it's a critical part of being in a new country.
This is far away from home, so you need to have fun so that you don't miss your family. So this is a very good thing to do to, you know, get yourself busy. And don't miss your family, because these are my new families.
Sam is passing the time at a shop in Macomb called the Cosmic Game Emporium. Cosmic holds a free board game night every Tuesday, which Sam is at with his friend Brittany Doyle. This is the first game night they've been to. Sam and Brittany are at a table at the back of the shop. The walls are lined with wooden shelves, which are filled with hundreds of games. 15 or so gamers are split among the tables. Some have brought their own games, while others were willing to rely on Cosmic's wide selection. Tonight, Sam and Brittany are playing Splendor. It's a turn-based game in which players buy or reserve cards using gems, which are represented by chips.
Yeah, this is new to us. We were trying to find something that we could learn easily, and they picked this for us. You know, I haven't heard of most of those games up there. Yahtzee maybe was the only one that we've heard of, but it's nice to learn something new. It's actually kind of addicting. It's like, oh, I get it now. Let's play again.
Brittany and Sam are playing with Angela Morell, who they didn't know before tonight. Angela has been coming to game night for a while now. At first, she was surprised to find that board games had changed quite a bit from when she was a kid.
I'm from the school of Monopoly and Yahtzee and Life and, you know, Clue, all those board games. And when I came in here, I found out that those aren't the board games that people are playing these days. And I'm not very good at most of them yet, but, you know, it's fun. It's fun anyway.
Angela says modern games tend to be fairly complex. They take some time to learn, but are ultimately a great way to socialize and keep busy. It's for this reason that shop owner Adam Kozlowski began offering a weekly board game night at the Cosmic Game Emporium.
It's just an opportunity for like-minded individuals to find a place to play and hang out with each other, and it's kind of fun to see that many games happening at once and that many people interested in gaming.
Kozlowski opened Cosmic in September of last year. He says his love of board games stems back to his childhood. He used to play them with his family.
My dad was a big board gamer as well, and so he and my mom and I would often, in high school, junior high, just spend a night playing board games. And that kind of continued into my later life.
Kozlowski isn't new to small business ownership either. His mom owned the Magic Dragon toy store in downtown Macomb for about 15 years. His brother also owns a tavern on the north side of Chicago. He says this experience helped him open a business that offers his customers an escape from their normal routines.
And I've heard some people even say, I spend all day in front of a screen working on my computer, and it's nice to go home and not sit and watch TV, not sit in front of a screen. Actually do something.
Kozlowski's shop isn't just receiving praise from board game fans. Kathy Waters is with the Macomb Area Chamber of Commerce and says it's the perfect fit for the downtown area.
Our downtown is very historic, and it serves stores like that very well. And we love to have businesses like that that attract people. People come in not only to shop there, but also he holds a lot of activities and events there, like game nights, and it helps get people into our downtown area, into the storefronts. And it's just a great little gem to have.
Back at game night, Sam has just won the first round of Splendor. Everyone's getting ready for round two.
Do you think you'll be coming back?
Sure, why not? I would definitely come.
You're just happy because you won, right?
Maybe.
Kozlowski says he's happy to have returning players each week. It tells him that he accomplished what he intended when he started game night.
It's nice to know that some people found it as something to do in town. Hopefully I can contribute to the town as a whole, not just the store.
In addition to game night, Kozlowski also lets customers try out games before buying them. He says his games can be played in the shop for only $2. Customers can also rent the games and take them home for only $5 a night. Kozlowski admits that owning a small business is a lot of hard work and long hours, but he says it's all worth it in the end.
I can't afford to have anybody on staff, so that's me from 10 to 5:30, 6 days a week. Yeah, I guess I work over 50 hours a week, but I don't mind. I like it. It's my place.
As he approaches the end of his first year in business, Kozlowski says he's been pleasantly surprised by the amount of support and positivity that the Cosmic Game Emporium has received. Despite the departure of nearly 10,000 college students from Macomb, Kozlowski says the shop has had a relatively good summer. He attributes his success to the fact that he mainly targets families that stay in the area year-round. I'm Johnny Cather, Tri-States Public Radio News.